Singh explained that Ryan has been involved in promoting U.S. beef in Japan for some time.
Nolan Ryan has had a tremendous interest in the Japanese market for a long time. He visited Japan back in 2007 with the opening of the market. He was part of those festivities, if you will, kicking it off with promotions and also with seminars. But he has his own brand, Nolan Ryan Beef, and he's done very, very well in Japan. Nolan Ryan was a big name in this country, but also in Japan for their love of baseball.
Singh explains that the guests of honor in Houston were Japanese restaurant executives and importers who have been heavily involved in promoting Nolan Ryan beef in Osaka and in other cities in central and western Japan. They also brought 10 customers who were contest winners in a Nolan Ryan beef promotion.
He's partnered with a very powerful restaurant chain down in Osaka, down in the Kansai area. It's called Yakiniku Den. And these restaurants are barbecue-type restaurants that they have in Osaka and in that whole area, western Japan. He's hosting the president of the company and a lot of the managers of the various restaurants, along with the importers that help bring in that product. So there's basically going to be an opportunity to show our appreciation to the Japanese, and especially saying thank you for the business. And it's a fine testament to a very good relationship the U.S. beef industry's had in Japan over these years.
For more on this event and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.